On today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily, we hear from Nigel Orenstein, president of digital musculoskeletal startup Kaya Health. He expects in the future, digital physical therapy will become the default, and then patients will only get in-person PT if necessary. It's Tuesday, June 21st, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As we've been reporting on, there's been huge growth in the virtual musculoskeletal market, both from changes to payment that allow providers to bill for remote monitoring and increased adoption of digital health during the COVID pandemic. Another driver of the interest in growth is that musculoskeletal care is one of insurers' and employers' largest healthcare costs. According to a recent report from a group representing large employers purchasing healthcare called the Health Action Council, which analyzed United Healthcare claims, the second largest chunk of spending, about 13%, was on MSK conditions, just behind cancer, but ahead of cardiovascular and gastrointestinal conditions. Last week, we featured a conversation with Dr. Vijay Yanamadala, Chief Medical Officer of digital musculoskeletal company Sword Health. If you haven't yet listened to that episode, it was last Monday. You can listen in the feed. This week, we hear from another company in the space, Kaya Health. The German company was founded in 2016 and has raised more than $125 million. I spoke with Kaya's president, Nigel Orenstein. Here's some of that conversation.
Kaya operates in two countries, in Germany and in the US. We have about 120 clients, ranging in size from companies like United Healthcare and FedEx, obviously down to smaller companies. Today, we're about 200 people.
Can you explain how Kaya would work for me if I was a patient?
It is the beauty of it is that it's delivered through a device, your phone or smartphone or iPad tablet that you carry with you. Most people carry their phone 24/7. And the beauty of it is that we've built this motion coach technology that enables you to access it anytime, anywhere, right on your schedule. The first thing you would do is download the Kaya app, and that will prompt you to go through a short assessment, a clinical assessment that gives us the information we need to get you going, basically, and assess the what you need to start your therapy. Everybody gets assigned a physical therapist and a health coach. So even once you've started, you can interact as often as you like with both the health coach and the physical therapist. And so you can do that and through whichever modality you like. And then when you log on to the app, you then every day will give you your therapy for that day, as well as sort of mindfulness and mental health things, as well as education about musculoskeletal injuries and how to help prevent them.
One difference between Kaya and some other virtual MSK solutions is that the company doesn't send patients wearable sensors to use while they do their therapy. So why not? And how is Kaya able to give patients feedback about their exercises without the sensors?
Roll the clock back a few years and people would carry a camera, they'd carry a set of keys, they'd carry credit cards, they'd carry cash, right? And increasingly, we are moving all that to the phone because it's clearly becoming the device that we use to operate so many aspects of our lives. Secondly, it is, unfortunately, lots of people have multiple chronic conditions And to imagine them having a proprietary device for MSK and then a proprietary device for condition B and a proprietary device for condition C, it's untenable. The camera today in the Kaya experience looks at 23 key points in the body. We're going to improve that shortly to 57 key points on the body. Right, that is providing a holistic view of your entire body as akin to a physical therapist, as opposed to the sensor that's looking to 3 to 4 points on the body.
Optum, through its venture arm, has been an investor in Kaya since 2019. And earlier this year, United Healthcare announced a partnership to offer Kaya to its fully insured and Medicare Advantage members. What does this mean for Kaya?
United is obviously the largest payer in the US. It's a massive brand. It's obviously a demanding client. And so it does multiple things, obviously, for us. One is it's obviously scale, right? It brings enormous number of lives, which is excellent. And then in addition to that, it brings a level of certification, if you like, that we are capable of handling a client of that size. And so obviously we can handle pretty much every client that comes along our path. And so what it doesn't do is prevent us from working with anybody else.
I know the partnership is only a couple months old, but have you seen any growth from it yet?
So we've been working in the self-insured space for a while and growing now into fully insured and Medicare Advantage. And so the goal obviously would be to continue to grow that. We're having strong success in the fully insured space. One of the other advantages of Kaya is that we're probably the most cost-effective solution in the market. And so one of our clinical trials showed that we save up to 80% of cost compared to standard cost of care. And so as you think about the fully insured population, you think about the Medicare Advantage population, and then the Medicaid beyond that, you really need a solution that's scalable. And it's sort of another reason, like sending sensors and proprietary devices to every individual is a heavy lift.
How are you working with providers or health systems?
When I joined, actually, the focus was very much on self-insured employers and on the payers. We have an increasing number of providers and health systems that we're working with that have come to us and said, you know, as health has moved to the home, I need to improve my at-home offerings. And so it's interesting as we talk to more of them, the need and interest in complementing their sort of in-person experience with our sort of digital experience. And so that's, again, a very interesting avenue for us, and one that ultimately is really important, because engaging the provider is really critical.
So how much of the current physical therapy market do you think could go virtual in some number of years?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of research into this, as you would expect. And we found that 80% of people are appropriate for a digital experience. The other 20% need in-person. And so how do we marry in-person with digital is really, something that is incredibly important. I see a world in the not too distant future where many people might start digital, access care in that way. And then if that's not helping them, or if they have a more acute situation, or it's been a number of weeks and they need and it feels like they need to see somebody in person, I think that's likely a world we'll have. So I think we'll get to a world where it's very common for us to have a digital therapeutic that's part of our care plan. The analogy I often think about, it's not perfect, but I imagine a world where self-checkout. My grandmother, if I had told her that she was going to self-checkout, she would have found that absolutely abhorrent. And she would have told me, but I love to see Betty on the way out. I catch up about her and her kids and imagine, I can't imagine a world where I wouldn't do that. And I think that's where we're at today.
So assuming your vision of the future pans out and 80% of PT is done virtually, how will this change the nature of physical therapist jobs? Will they be able to care for more patients?
My mom actually sent me a fabulous cartoon in the Times of England today. The cartoon was basically somebody on the phone with a patient saying, "You have this unusual thing. It's called an appointment, and you have to show up for it and do that in person." And it was basically talking about the shortage of clinicians. That talks to why you need companies like Kaya, right? Because the ability to enable people to access, you know, a big chunk of the care they need digitally, right, through their own device, is going to massively help solve shortage problems. And so what we'll find is that the best PTs over time will be able to sort of monitor a much greater number of patients, because they won't need to see them in person each time they need to be seen. And then they can focus on performing at the top of their license for people that need the in-person.
While Kaya has been mainly focused on musculoskeletal care, I see that this month the company has launched a virtual rehabilitation program for people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, which was first developed and rolled out in Germany. Is this an example of what's to come? Is Kaya planning to expand offerings into other disease states?
We think that we can make some minor adjustments to COPD, and we've actually been working with some clinicians on that right now to also make that available to long COVID patients, which I think is going to be incredibly important, particularly as we move forward here out of the pandemic. There seems to be a growing number of people that have, unfortunately, lasting conditions. And so that's, and then we're going to look to 2 to 3 more conditions over time. I think cardiovascular is one that is very interesting. I think that we would, we have a lot of mental health already built into our solution, but I think continuing to build that out, that most likely would again do through partnership, because there are a lot of people in that space. It's highly crowded. And so we're right now trying to determine who would be the right types of partnerships in that space. Those are some of the things we're thinking about.
Looking ahead a few years, where do you see Kaya? Maybe as a part of Optum?
Our mission is to be truly a transformative company, right? There are plenty of companies in the world that say they want to be transformative, but are actually aspiring for incremental. And so that's why we're not looking, for example, to replicate pieces of the healthcare system that exist. So I don't want to be a big tele PT vendor, right? There are plenty of fantastic PTs in the country that can offer tele PT. Right. And by me employing more and more tele PTs, I might be growing Kaya, but I'm not doing anything to transform and improve the overall healthcare ecosystem. And so we think less about, you know, where we don't in fact at all think about what's the sort of exit strategy. We stay sort of myopically focused on the patient experience. And hopefully over time, right, given our sort of international footprint, that we continue to grow that. Hopefully we'll, as we look forward, there'll be millions, as I said, if not billions of people around the world that utilize our MSK solution. And then similarly, as we grow COPD and the other conditions we go into, that we enable people to access care that makes sense for them, right, rather than what makes sense for us or what makes sense for the clinician.
That was Nigel Orenstein, president of virtual musculoskeletal company Kaya Health. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.